Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
The Pro Day is the equivalent of the open book take-home test, and it's only newsworthy if you have a horrible Pro Day. So when you have a bad one, like Jalen Carter did last week, or remember Teddy Bridgewater's from 2014 because he decided to throw without gloves, then he did a private workout for the Vikings and they fell in love with him again. If it's anything other than check every box and pass every test with flying colors, it's a problem that then needs to be dealt with during these private workouts. And we don't hear nearly as much about the private workouts because the media doesn't have access to them, so they don't take up oxygen in the things we ordinarily discuss. But that private workout,
the quote from Ryan Poles, that was Mike Florio just moments ago talking about Jalen Carter.
Nice turnaround.
Right, yeah, that's nicely done. We'll bring him in, talk to him, and get to know him even better. Some point in mid-April, we'll sit down and see how we want to handle it. Okay.
So what it does is, if you're going to have a workout with Jalen Carter, it gives you time to allow for him to work through some of this. Like, as we've discussed with Lonzo Ball, the human element of this, where obviously, like, Lonzo is struggling with Jalen Carter, considering that he was in a car accident and may have played a role in the car accident that killed two other members of the Georgia football family, there probably is some lingering stuff. There's some trauma that he's had to work through or hasn't worked through. So the timing of the Georgia Pro Day, not great. And perhaps he's not getting the best advice either, because people are probably just seeing dollar signs with the kid and not realizing that he went through something very traumatic, and there might be some survivor's guilt. There might be some guilt that he's dealing with. There might also be the, wow, I ended up in the criminal system because of this. I've got to do 80 hours of community service. So maybe the Bears are thinking, with a little bit more time,
think about the high profile leaving of the combine.
Right.
I mean, just to be, it'd be, have the glare on you. Think about that.
Right.
Leaving there to go be arraigned.
So instead of judging him off of what was, I personally cannot remember a pro day worse than that. Coming off of that, maybe you give him an opportunity to right himself in all the important ways and then judge where he is versus just judging off of the incidents leading up to his pro day.
It seems like the collective understanding is he's going to get drafted. It's just a matter of where he lands. I find this information in the latest nuggets from Brad Biggs very interesting because of how much the Bears talked about character immediately after this news came out, or in juxtaposition. It was after the news came out for him. They were not speaking about him, but we know the Bears to be a team that matters too greatly. But then also, that they want to revisit this. This is not something that I think a lot of the beat expected at the time, that this would be something the Bears would still be open to. And so I am curious as to the regime's thought on it when it comes to how much they feel like this has affected him. I do think you make really good points. In a situation like this, we have no idea what's going through somebody's mind. And the advice piece of this, I think, is also very valid, affects a lot of people in different ways, especially at the time where they're supposed to make their money. This is supposed to be your career defining time. You're talking about life changing money here. And the amount of stress, any way you look at it, is enough to at the very least acknowledge.
And the thing is that there are plenty of things, if you're going to judge his character going into this, even before we knew that he was involved in the accident, there are questions. Like there are legitimate football character questions about Jalen Carter.
The Ohio State game.
Absolutely, Layla. Him showing up to that game and not being physically in shape. But he recognized it, acknowledged it, and had a better showing in the national championship game. But Motor has been a question mark about him, even with the great talent. So we'll see what the Bears value, like whether or not they are looking at that as part of the character. And texters, when the accident happened, and I think that it's a really interesting point, another data point on the character scale could be, if you saw that accident and you know that it was two members of the Georgia football family.
I don't think he saw it, though. That was disputed, that he was ahead, apparently.
Okay.
What were you about to say with the conclusion?
If you left that accident, whether you were trying to, you were looking out for yourself or whatever, that too could be bad character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you could look at it. If it's proven that he didn't see it, okay. But I thought that was a really interesting point made by a texter, that doesn't seem very teammate-like to then leave the scene of that accident.
At least the Illini guys back in the day went and found Wayne McLean.
Wow.
Right?
That's an old rep.
At least they found Wayne McLean, Dr. Chester Frazier, right?
That's right. This texter says, everything Loho just said is exactly why the Bears should pick him. Get him some help. He's clearly the best player on film. I don't know if it speaks to why the Bears should pick him. I think that they better be prepared. Like if you're going to pick Jalen Carter, you have to understand that he's going through some stuff. And I hope that whatever department that's going to fall under, you have everything you need to get him what he needs.
I think it's a good illustration of the contrast in viewpoints people have about this. Because people are all over the map. And that's why I was surprised to see the Bears say openly that they're going to meet with him.
Yeah.
That's something that I don't think I expected based on what we know about the Bears.
Yeah, but see, that part of it, I'm not going to hold them to that. There are plenty of things that I'll hold a general manager's word to. It's lying season still. And when it comes to the concept of character, NFL teams will move that goalpost to serve them. So I'm not going to be mad if the Bears have been like, we want character guys. And then they draft Jalen Carter. Like, I'm not going to call them hypocrites. I'm just going to call them liars.
I'm not going to be mad about it either. But historically speaking, knowing what you know about the Bears, that's different.
It is, but they've also had guys.
This hasn't been before the fact.
George McCaskey talked to Ray McDonald's mother.
And I mean,
remember that whole thing?
There was smoke.
Well, did you talk to the victim? No, I talked to his mother. All the mother vouched for him. Let's bring him on in.
There was smoke with Tank Johnson before he got drafted, and they drafted him fairly high. And it ended up, ended up kind of tragically. If they could get him where they got Tank Johnson, you 100% do it. But I'm curious to see how all of this stuff is going to work out. And I wonder if anyone's looking out for him.
Like that's like, my concern.
That's where I've been like the last couple of weeks. Because when you saw him at the workout, you're like, oh my God. Like 10 pounds overweight, couldn't finish the football drills. It looked like a guy who had never done those drills before. How much of that is lack of preparation, which again goes back to the semifinal of the national championship? How much of that is all the weight that's laying on him?
And did anybody after that, rather than just criticizing his football performance, did anybody just ask, are you okay?
I'm wondering if people are asking that right now.
I'm wondering if people in the Georgia program asked any of these questions.
Well, there should be a lot of mental health stuff available. I imagine he's probably still technically a student, but he should avail himself of every resource. This is one of the things I tell the students all the time, and this doesn't have to be just for mental health stuff. You should tell Jason this. He should wring the university dry of its resources.
Oh, you have no idea how that tone has changed, whether it's been my daughter's experience at school or already what we've heard from the college, where it's not just these support systems are available to you. It's considered like uncool to not do it.
Yeah.
Like if you're not in getting some kind of counseling or therapy, or it's like, well, what do you mean you're not doing that? You got to do that.
But that's a little bit more rank and file than probably the star player on the football team.
I don't know. The tone is shifted. It's so different.
It's
the idea of mental wellness and how you fit everything into your busy collegiate life. Like there's whole centers, like all of these campuses have wellness centers with quiet rooms and mindfulness training, and it's like they all speak that language now. You think there's been an arms race on the athletic fields? I mean, all of these college visits that we're on, parents are all asking about it, students are asking about it. These schools, your tour guide cannot wait to walk you through the mental wellness facilities.
Right, those are two different lifestyles.
Yes,
college athletics, especially in football at that level, and the student life. Those are two very different lifestyles.
But the stigma, it's not just the stigma being gone. It's like it's the opposite.
Yeah, but the stigma being gone and people embracing it from the regular, and I'm using air quotes for those who can't see me on Twitch, the regular student versus what has often been
a
place of toxic masculinity. Like football, and especially football at a place like Georgia. But to go back to my larger point, if you're sending a kid away to school, every resource, I'm not even talking about just that, everything, because all that stuff costs money. You want to learn how to write a resume? There are people on campus that will help you write a resume.
Yep.
You want to do job training? There are people on campus that, and then it's you see students, and I've seen students
you want to put your reel together? You want to absolutely get your demo tape and your reel? All of those studios are there for you to use to do that.
You're paying for them anyway.
And I always tell students, like, especially if you're in my class, I'll listen to your demo. It's part of my job. Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of the bit, is that I'm going to listen to your demo. That's what they pay me for. So use every possible resource that you can in the 4 years or 2 years you were at a university. Even stupid stuff like copying paper, like going to the computer lab, like all of that stuff is not, it costs money. And you're already paying for it, so use it up while you're there.
And you'll be paying for it for many years.
This is also very true.
So make sure you take advantage of it now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.